Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Crushing Cultural Marxism. Conrad Reicher's new book is your pocket guide to winning the battle of ideologies. If you're fed up with apologizing for being a man, this book shows you how cultural Marxism hijacks schools, media, and corporations to erase male authority, and how to fight back. You'll learn why toxic masculinity was a weaponized lie, how to escape the marriage plantation, and how men can rebuild brotherhoods that reject woke control. This is a red-pilled arsenal for men who refuse to surrender. The book is now available on Amazon, Audible, Google, and all other good bookstores. Links are in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, this doctor who had sex with a nurse in the middle of an operation won't be sanctioned. Of course not. He's in the UK and of Pakistani origin. And they didn't punish him because he said he was sorry. This is proof to me that when you import the third world, you get the third world. On top of that, the NHS says that 60% of all assaults of the grapey variety on patients are from foreign doctors. Yet the NHS wants to punish less of them. Looks to me like the UK has a two-tier justice system. Up next, as you get older, what are some of the things that get increasingly annoying? For me, it's plenty of things including noise, kids, and wokesters. Hell, to be honest, people, all people have gotten annoying, as well as incompetent individuals. I also have zero tolerance for people wasting my time and don't know what they're doing. But the thing that's really gotten the most annoying is declining health, and no longer being able to eat or do the things that I used to. Number 3, Angelina Jolie trashes America and says she doesn't recognize it anymore. That's alright because I don't recognize her either, after she had enough plastic surgery to make a Lego set. She was hot in the 90s, and now she's has-been. I still can't believe I had the biggest celebrity crush on her in 1994, in one of her films, Hackers. That's the Jolie that I want to remember, and not whatever this is. Here she is trying to get even more attention. Moving on, looks like women are so pissed off about guys saying that women with high notch counts are all used up, that they're now saying that the penis of a virgin is larger and healthier because it hasn't been crushed inside dozens of vaginas. But the man who's had multiple partners, his weenie has shrunk to only one-third of its former glory hole glory. Is it gay or extremely gay that this is making me hungry? Also, these days, most women's vaginas are so loose that men wouldn't have this problem if it were real. Number 5, many guys think that if they adopt this flag and go their own way that life will be easier, and that their troubles will vanish overnight along with the women they date. Instead, if you openly tell people you're going your own way, people will reject you, and you'll face hardships. It's true. I lost 2 really good friends. One of 20 years because they didn't think that going my own way and becoming the Sandman was all that positive. Up next, here's some guy talking to Jehovah's Witnesses for almost 3 hours. Because he's bored. In this day and age, it must be difficult being a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness with so many people putting up porch cameras, so they can see who's there. I haven't seen Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses out recruiting door-to-door in ages. But more random salespeople will try and sell me stuff as I'm walking around in various neighborhoods that I don't even live in. They're really getting desperate. Even the spam calls have stopped. Number 7, someone went out for the night with Bonnie Blue and said it was uncomfortable because she was dead behind the eyes. In the industry, we call that being run through. But I think her eyes were dead a long time before the miles of schlong stunts she ended up pulling off. I bet she's been with so many dudes, number 2, that when she farts, it sounds more like a poof. This is the difference between a normal female face and the thousand schlong stare. Moving on, this woman is trying to shame her former man that got her pregnant and then left her. And a month after hearing she was pregnant for another woman. I think she's going to keep the baby and try to extract as much child support from him as she can. Because he left her like that, it makes me wonder what race he was. I'm going to go out on a limb saying he was probably a brother. Plus, she chose the baby. She could have had an abortion. Number 9, the insanity in the UK continues, with the Bristol City Council insisting that women be called people with ovaries. But what if a woman has had a health-related hysterectomy surgery and her ovaries have been removed? This sort of language is kind of demeaning to that person. Also, what do they say about men? Do they call them persons with testicles or a person with a penis in case there are some male-to-female trans folks in the council? There are no trans people, just men and women. Up next, you know that women aren't rational when they say that they cheat not to leave a relationship, but they're cheating so they can stay in it. This is just another case of women saying or doing whatever they can to avoid having to take accountability. Translation, I want to smash whoever I want, but I want to keep you around as my meal ticket. Imagine what women would say if men today said, baby, I love you and I want to be in a relationship with you, and that's why I slept with other women. Number 11, imagine you pick up a woman for a date and you find her like this. What are you going to do? Maybe shoot back. Take her to the range and have some fun, possibly. Or marry her immediately, or else she might want to mount you on the wall in her trophy room with the other guy she's dated before. What did you think I was going to say marry her because her hobby is the Second Amendment? I wonder if this is the first date, or if he's already pissed her off. Moving on, Google admits they censored people under Biden, and banned thousands of accounts for censored political speech. Yes, people like Stephen Molyneux, Dave Cullen, Dan Dix, and the Corbett Report were all just deleted. Google enjoys protection as a platform, and yet it still censors people. What's the use of having the First Amendment when corporations and the government can censor you indirectly? They're still censoring so long as they don't actually fix their algorithms. Number 13, here's the look on their face that women get when an emotionally unavailable man treats them poorly. Yet it was the most intense chemistry and nothing else compares. There are a few reasons for this. First, if he treats her poorly, then odds are he's able to get sex from multiple women, and therefore has higher value in their eyes. Second of all, attractive men shut off women's reason and rationality. What little there is. Up next, the study concludes that marriage is still the main way for women to get rich. No shit. We don't need a study to tell us. Also, where's the study that shows that marriage is the number one way that men ruin their lives? These days, average women try and get their money through divorce, but hot women get it through OF. If you're a wealthy guy, sure use your wealth to sleep around from time to time safely. But just remember that if you do that, they'll lose their minds over not having the chance to divorce grape you. Number 15, do you support the idea that ICE agents should be able to catch illegal immigrants at polling stations? Looks like border enforcement is getting serious and not playing anymore. But I'm sure they wouldn't catch anyone because, after all, we've been told by the left over and over again that illegal aliens don't vote. America is the only somewhat sane country in the West when it comes to immigration. Everyone else seems to have lost their minds. Moving on, this Wayman says that this year she rejected 10 men who wanted to marry her because they don't have the money to provide the lifestyle that she wants. Highly doubtful that anyone would actually propose to her. She's just saying this so she comes across as high value as a woman to attract a high value man. But a rich high value dude wants someone 10 to 15 years younger and doesn't like gold diggers. Good luck raising Tyrone's kids on your own, lady. Number 17, this Thai beauty queen is stripped of her title after some raunchy videos from her past were circulated online. I guess she forgot that the internet was forever. Maybe it was the other contestants that notified the pageant organizers so they would actually move up in the ranks. I guess she's now been declared ugly by the beauty police. Remember, everyone, that a woman's past matters the same way that a man's future matters. Up next, the hoflation is real, and men's standards have fallen off over the years as a result. In the 70s, you got virgins. In the 80s, they were slightly used. In the 90s, she couldn't have more than one baby daddy. Men's standards have fallen because we're thirstier than ever and refuse to hold women to any standards of accountability. With less and less women able to meet our standards, it forces us to accept lower standards. That's why more men than ever remain single these days. Number 19, without using numbers, how old are you? I'm cassette tape and Trans Am old. More specifically, I was born the year that Grease came out. I also remember people riding these bad boys around in the early 80s when I got my BMX bike. I guess I would also say that I'm 13 channels and rotary phone old. I remember using the UHF dial with rabbit ears on it, and on a clear day I could get TV channels from Buffalo. Moving on, apparently here are the sex offender numbers per million. Yet we're told that choosing not to date trans women is transphobic. Also, I highly doubt that there are so few female offenders, especially with all the stories about female teachers recently. Remember that no child believes they were born in the wrong body until someone puts out the idea in their mind. It's usually their mother or someone like this at the school looking to recruit fresh young meat. Number 21, Amy Schumer, says she's looking to move to London because of President Trump. I think she's going to need a bigger plane, though. Also, is it just my imagination, or does she have the thousand-schlong stare look in her eyes, like Bonnie Blue? Good luck in London. She better stay in the banana region, or she risks being raped by enrichment. If she does leave, how much you want to bet she's going to take a private jet, even though she probably fights against climate change? Up next, hey guys, are all these tattoos too much? For me, one tattoo is too much. Seeing this one naked would mean that you're still not seeing her naked. When I see a woman like this, I think to myself, where are my crayons? Women with tattoos are generally damaged goods, and you need to stay the hell away from them. all these tattoos make her look like a crumpled old newspaper from the 1950s. Too bad she's beautiful otherwise. At least she didn't do it on her face. Number 23, this woman says that if a female wants a boyfriend, then she needs to go through years of boink boys before finding a decent man. Yes, getting run through for years and becoming undesirable, only for then a desirable man to finally find her attractive. What dreamland is she living in? She says that when a guy wants a girlfriend, he can find a great girl in only 5 to 7 business days. Only chads, of course, and she keeps getting used by chads and she's becoming bitter. And she's not attractive enough for one of them to keep her. Moving on, here's a picture of the beach in the USSR in 1989. Which one is his girl? Don't you mean our girl, comrade? Also, what man would think that wearing a woman's bathing suit bottom would be a good idea? I guess that was just the style back then. But still, this is definitely preferential to being on the beach in the USSR in 1943. This also reminds me of the awesome film Enemy at the Gates from 2001. Number 25 and the last one, people are wondering why Keith Urban left the beautiful Nicole Kidman. Maybe he was tired of munching on Maverick's sloppy seconds. But he didn't leave this woman. He left this one. And no, this isn't an edited photo, and it was actually taken around the time of her 9-year-old daughter's birthday party. Remember, guys, that the wall defeats them all. Here are some more pictures. She's pushing 60 while trying to dress like she's still 30. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.